It's time for a podcast from JW, Anna, and friends.
The Pig, 103.9985 MyPigRadio.com. The Morning Show brought to you by Millway Credit Union, and they are stronger, smarter, sensible. They got the Arkansas Boulevard location, West 7th or Highway 67 out in Wake Village, and of course, Highway 71 North up in Ashdown in Little River County to serve you. And we have a doubleheader today. We've got a second guest from the community. Earlier today, we had Bill Scurlock from Pecan Point. Now we've got Pastor Brad Watson from the Midway Baptist Church, which is located on 2148 between Highway 67 and Highway 82, or whichever direction you're going. Usually I get to that direction from going down 82, turning left, and then Midway will be on your right. And they've got, as they've had, and I didn't know until you told me on Facebook, 17 years now, the walk through Bethlehem.
Yes, sir. That is correct.
All right. Well, first of all, good to have you in.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
All right. Talk a little bit about the walk through Bethlehem, because it truly takes you back to what was going on in the days of Jesus' birth.
Yes, sir. It is. It does. It. Our goal is to allow you to see and experience what possibly was the night that Mary and Joseph went into Bethlehem. And so as you walk into the door or get to the gate, you're experienced or you see these Roman soldiers guarding the gate. They confront you, want to know where you're coming from. You have to pay taxes to get in. Now, you don't have to pay them. Your guide pays them for you.
Isn't that nice, the guide?
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. We're generous there.
Yeah.
And then you start walking through the marketplace.
Mm-hmm.
And you see all these different booths, what would be in a marketplace. As one parent told a child this week, that this is what the Walmart would be like.
Okay, back in the day.
You know, and so they're selling fruit and vegetables, different wares, fish, you know, whatever would be there to be sold.
Mm-hmm.
And so you're experiencing that, going back into time to that 4 or 5 BC time frame.
Yeah, it's like a walk through history, because they're dressed in the garb. It looks like the old markets that you see.
Right.
And the recreations and everything.
Right.
So you feel like you're there. Yes.
Well,
yeah. You help remember the reason for the season.
Yes, absolutely.
And that's the goal. That's the goal, that we actually help you envision and experience what Mary and Joseph possibly felt and experienced that night or during that time.
Mm-hmm.
And then as you walk through, you come to the end where Mary and Joseph would have said, You're not welcome.
There's no place for you.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so after that, then you are taken into an area where someone tells you the story and then presents the gospel to you.
Great. So, hearing the good news.
Yes.
Is what it's all about.
Yes, sir.
Absolutely. Stay with us. We'll continue talking about the walk through Bethlehem at the Midway Baptist Church just outside Texarkana. And more of the best of most country is coming up on The Pig on a Tuesday morning. John, Anna, and friends. Every day, 24 hours a day, the best of most country is right here. That's a great song from Rascal Flatts and Bless the Broken Road.
Yes, sir.
On The Pig at 103.9985 MyPigRadio.com. Millway Credit Union is our morning show sponsor. They're stronger, they're smarter, they're sensible. Alan Brown and the crew over there are just good old down-home folks, and they will help you out. They are your friends. And we got a friend from the community, Pastor Brad Watson at the Midway Baptist Church. It's their walk through Bethlehem. It is located
1415 North FM 2148.
Now that Anna get all that stuff together.
Right.
It doesn't hurt to have the exact address.
It doesn't hurt. For you folks that are familiar with the area, you just go down 82, you take a left on 2148, and then the church is on the right, which is basically, they say Midway, because it's midway between 67 and 82.
Yeah, some of us like to use our GPS.
I know it. But we were talking about the, not the driver, the walk through Bethlehem.
Right.
Experiencing that. And we talked about all the things that they will experience. It's like a virtual real walkthrough history.
A reenactment. I
yeah,
love
reenactment,
it.
And they're all clothed in the time. They got the markets. They got the Roman soldiers. They got everything that's going
right.
on. And then, of course, the story of Jesus and Mary and Joseph. But you're doing it in this year of COVID in a very safe manner, in case some are wondering, you know, is it going
to
be safe? Yes.
I like how you've adopted
that. So talk about how
you,
right.
yep. you're doing that.
Our guides wear face guards, the plastic shields.
The clear one, okay, yeah.
Over so that you can see their face, you can hear their voices.
Right.
And so forth. And we encourage you, if you want to wear a mask, you can. A lot of people wear masks. And then we also are just taking small groups through. We're
right.
taking, if you come in a car, mm-hmm. you go in a group together.
So you don't lump strangers together.
We're not grouping people together like we have in the past. Mm-hmm. And so it's families or groups mm-hmm. that come together. And that way, we're not including other people, and we're trying to keep everybody as safe as possible.
Yeah, well, that's a great way of doing it. I mean, you're coming together as a group or a family. You get to go in together. You're not with other people that you're not associated with, so you can stay safe. And
right.
you know, everybody wearing the mask and all that kind of stuff, and you're outdoors. So, I mean,
it's safer.
That's a safe environment. And like I said earlier when on the Facebook, I applaud you and other people who have events that have been going on for year after year after year.
Right.
You didn't cancel it. You just came, you thought and thought and thought and came up with ways to do it. And still do it in a very safe manner, and you still get to do the event because, as you said, Christmas, Jesus, the whole nine yards, it doesn't stop because of COVID.
Right, right.
Yeah, it goes on.
It started a long time ago.
Yeah.
It's going to continue no matter what.
That's right. And nothing's going to stop it.
And so we want to continue our tradition of showing this. We've done it now for at least, I think it's 17
mm-hmm.
years. That's the number that I keep being heard.
Uh-huh.
I've only been the pastor there for 1 year,
uh-huh.
so this is my first year to kind of lead out. But the church has really come together and work hard, and other churches have helped us pull this off, and so many people put in the time and the effort, preparations before and leading up to it. So.
Mm.
So it's just a wonderful experience. A lot of families have come through. Some small church groups have come through. And as you walk through, you're going to feel the experience. You're going to learn. Children learn a lot about what has taken place. And then you as adults, we also can learn a lot and be challenged
mm-hmm.
In our faith and our beliefs. And so... And then at the end, you're actually presented with an opportunity to do I believe what I say I believe,
mm-hmm.
you know, and that's what Christmas is all about. It's Christ Mass, the worship of Christ, and so we give people that opportunity to know why we worship Christ.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. And why we celebrate Christmas.
Yeah. That's what it's really all about.
Mm, yes, sir.
When you get past all the other stuff, this is what
right.
this is what really means something. This is what it's really about. Hang around with us. We'll continue on here on The Pig. One more break coming up. Steve Warner and Garth Brooks there on The Pig, 103.9985 mypigradio.com. We've got Pastor Brad Watson, Midway Baptist Church, located on 2148 between Highway 82 and Highway 67. Their walk through Bethlehem. Their final event is this weekend, Saturday and Sunday nights, beginning at 6 o'clock until around 8:30-ish or so, and we'll talk a little bit more about that. Did you tell him that we kind of play a game?
No, I always like to
okay.
surprise.
This is
people.
Not really a game this time, okay?
Right.
But it's
opinion.
A fun thing. It's
yep.
a fun thing, and it's kind of like you give you two choices, you pick one of them, and kind of why you pick that one, okay?
Okay. All right, let's do it.
Usually, sometimes we play a game. The poor guy that was here earlier, Bill from Pecan Point, had to play Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader?
Right.
But
no, I'm not smarter
than a fifth
grader.
We've already used it. Oh, I'm sure you are.
Lucky for you, he already played that. But anyway, this is called This or That.
Okay.
And I'll just give you two choices, and you say, oh, I like that, and tell me why.
All right.
Phone call or text?
Text.
What do you say?
Text.
Okay.
What do you want?
I would do the text.
Yeah. And you reply what?
Huh?
So, everybody, if you ever text John, you can send him a dissertation, and you will get a reply, okay.
Okay. That's my friendly okay.
Thank you for this information. I appreciate it.
Okay, if you walk, and I used to do this all the time. I used to walk all the time. I need to start again. If you get the little headphones on or whatever they call them, these earbuds, are you listening
AirPods.
To... thank you. Are you listening to some your favorite music? Are you listening to, like, a podcast? Music or podcast?
Music.
Podcast.
There you go. You want new clothes or you want that latest new phone?
I'll take the clothes. I already have the new phone.
Which one would you take? Which one would you take? New clothes or new phone?
I'm a clothes horse.
Oh, okay.
There we go.
All right.
I love clothes.
I think I'd take the new clothes too. Phone, you know, if it gets me on the internet and I can make a phone call, I'm fine.
And text.
I don't have to have all that fancy stuff. And text, yeah. Oh boy, here we go. You want that really rich friend? I know what he's going to say. Or you want that really loyal friend?
Oh, it has to be loyal.
You're going to say loyal.
Loyal.
Yeah, because...
And I was going to say, rather sarcastically, how rich is he?
Right.
And does he share?
I'm just kidding.
He could be rich, but there's sometimes they're misers.
I need some rich donors for Directed Path Ministries.
There we go. I like that.
There you go. Pancakes or waffles?
Waffles.
Me too. I like the waffles.
Syrup.
I mean, I love both. But if I had to choose, it'd be waffles.
Waffles are easier to make.
Yes, they are.
Yeah, I like it. I like the little, you pour the syrup.
Yeah, it holds the syrups in the compartments.
Working alone or working with a team?
Working alone.
Working alone.
Well, we do both, though. I think I'm alone, and then I'll let you in on the project.
There's some things I need to do alone, but I love my team that I work with.
Yeah,
there we go. That's how we'll put it.
I have to agree with that. Zoom or Microsoft Teams?
Why don't we do Google Hangouts?
I use Zoom.
Okay. I don't like any of them, but anyway.
He doesn't.
Here we go. If thinking back to when you was young... You want to be a ninja or a pirate?
Ninja.
Pirate.
Yeah, I think a pirate, yeah.
Ninja, you can
Do you like soup or you like a sandwich?
Both.
Sandwich.
If you have soup, you have to have a sandwich.
Well, I think you do have to have it. But if somebody said you got to choose, I'd say sandwich, but I do like them both. And finally, card game when you were a kid or maybe adult or a board game?
Card game.
Cards.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You taught me how to play poker.
I did the old five draw.
Cheater with them up your sleeve.
Yeah, but anyway, that's this or that. That's a little bit of fun. Tell us again, before we get into the final wrap-up real quick on the walkthrough, you are going to have a Christmas Eve service?
Yes, sir. On Christmas Eve, December the 24th at 6 o'clock, we'll have a candlelight service for a church, and all is invited. Mm-hmm. It won't be real long, but just a time for us to have an intimate time of worship, and end with that candlelight, turn out all the light.
That's very nice. So that'd be Christmas Eve at what time?
6 o'clock.
All right. And once again, the walk through Bethlehem is going on this Saturday and Sunday evening, beginning at 6 o'clock,
right,
until around 8:30 or so.
Right.
Come on out. It's a walk through experience, and obviously we didn't say this, but it's free.
Yeah.
Right. It is free.
Yeah. Donations are accepted.
And the free. Taxes are paid by the guy.
By the guards, yeah, by the guys up there. All right, well, thank you so much for coming in today and talking about this. I've seen it in action. It is very realistic.
Awesome.
It's very realistic, and it does put you kind of in the place and time, and hopefully you'll experience that, and with the story of Jesus, that will move you.
Yes. Yes, all right. That's the goal.
All right. Well, thank you for coming in.
You're welcome. Thank you for having us.
Absolutely.
Thanks for listening, and be sure to listen for more from JW, Anna, and Friends, Monday through Friday, 6 to 10 a.m. on The Pig.